The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for a regular sustainability feature. I'm joined by Joe Linhan, climate editor at the Sunday Times Ireland, and we are going back to the future with fabric. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Let's start wool.
Yes.
Making a comeback.
Oh, you know, there was a time in Ireland where every single county had its own woolen mill, and that time has obviously come and gone. But there is a revival happening. You know, we have such a fabulous climate here for sheep. You know, wood, the wool that's produced is really high quality. It kind of fell out of favour over the years because Irish wool is very coarse. That's what it is naturally. And people became obsessed with that lovely soft merino wool that we unfortunately can't do here. But it is starting to have a big comeback. There's been a big push by a new association that's been formed to raise the price of wool for farmers here in Ireland because it's very, very low. But there's some designers who are really bringing it back into fashion. For instance, there's a very beautiful high-end rug company called Cadogan. They are down in Wexford and they make, I mean, you could only describe them as works of art with Irish wool. They're beautiful. Then there's Cushendale, which is the oldest Irish woolen mill in the country. And that's in Kilkenny. They're making beautiful clothes. And then there's cool new designers. For instance, we have Aoife McNamara, who's down in Adair. She's doing amazing things with Irish wool. And then you have Donegal Socks in Glenties, where the family there are third generation. They've just collaborated with an amazing artist called Shane O'Driscoll to do these socks. And socks are great with Irish wool because they are that greased, tough material.
And of course, wool is used for insulation in some buildings now, people who want to be really sustainable. Talk to me about linen, because linen and Northern Ireland were synonymous at one point.
They really were. And linen popped up in places that, you know, the land was maybe not very high quality. There was high unemployment. And it's really interesting if you trace back the history. It goes right back to the 17th century. And flax, again, grows here in Ireland really, really well on most soils. So that industry, even though in Europe, those industries kind of left, you know, the home and went very industrial in the 1800s. It actually stayed in homes in Donegal for that reason. And thankfully, there are still some linen mills in the country. Again, very few, but there's a great, again, linen association that you can look up and see the linen mills that are still in operation. And again, it's having this wonderful revival. So Jennifer Slattery, who is a designer, she has a beautiful shop in Smithfield in an old butcher's store. I would encourage everyone to go down and look at it. And she makes beautiful Irish linen napkins. She makes gorgeous shirts, like home accessories. Lana Dulligan, an interior designer, has just released a new series of homewares, again in linen, cushion covers, that kind of thing. And it's such a beautiful, high quality fabric.
The thing about making shirts or jackets out of it crumples, and that's the look, isn't it?
Yes, and you need to be okay with it being the look. And it's the same with wool. You know, I was looking at a gorgeous preview of an Irish company called Ireland's Eye, who do wool. And again, their stuff wrinkles, but it's part of the look. It's beautiful.
Now let's talk about tweed, because tweed is wool.
Yes.
So what is tweed then? I mean, what distinguishes it from any other kind of woolen fabric?
So it's a fabric that goes back to the Neolithic times, which is mind-blowing. And again, it is wool, but it's the way that it's woven. It's woven very, very tightly, and it's usually in like a very kind of a gorgeous tight crisscross or a herringbone. Again, very, very durable. And that's why it's been around for so long. It's a very, very durable, natural fabric again. And again, in Ireland, we have an amazing history. I mean, McGee 1866 have been going since 1866, and they're doing something really interesting. They're really pushing for the European Union to recognise Donegal and that area as kind of like, you know, with Champagne, as a very special area where that tweed is produced. That would give it a special recognition. And again, coming back in really, really interesting ways. Aoife McNamara, again, in Adair, has done these really cool new tweed suits. It's really coming back in a way that is very, very fresh. A great designer down the country, Cleo Prickett, does beautiful high-end pieces that are, you know, becoming very, very famous. So again, it's going back to these old traditions in a very fresh, exciting way.
Of course, the tweed cap is still in vogue for certain people.
Always. It's very, very cool.
All right. Hemp is not a traditional Irish crop, I would think.
It's not, but it's exciting because we have the potential to be a big producer of hemp. Not only is our maritime climate very, very good for hemp growing, but hemp requires no fertilizers, no pesticides. It grows very, very freely in Ireland. It's also an amazing carbon sink. I mean, some studies have shown that hemp could actually be a bigger carbon sink than trees. And as we know in Ireland, we really need to work on our agricultural emissions. So it could be a great solution. And there's such a demand for hemp.
Yeah, the problem for farmers always is that they take any savings the farmer makes, they take them as a national saving. They don't give it back to the farmer as a credit against other activities the farmer might have. farmer might be into dairying, for example.
Yeah.
And the farmer might think, well, if I grow a few acres of hemp, I will offset my dairying emissions. But no, they don't allow that.
But I think we should start to move that way. I mean, how amazing. There's been studies shown that if we had about 220,000 hectares of hemp being grown in Ireland, we could reduce our agricultural emissions by 20%, which is massive. So such a great idea. Farmers, you know, could donate a field or two to hemp, especially when it's in such demand. The global market is going to grow about 20% over the next 10 years for hemp because it's so versatile. Like we mentioned, it has, you know, it can be
fabrics.
It used
to be for ropes. Yeah, hemp
exactly.
Ropes, yeah.
Yes, which were fantastic. And now there's different fabrics and of course CBD and all of the benefits of that. And there's great Irish companies who are actually processing Irish hemp and making it into CBD oil here. So there's a really big market for it. It would be really exciting to see people diversifying into hemp.
Now, a question from a listener. What is the most sustainable fabric?
The most sustainable fabric, if you're an Irish person, is something that is grown here and that is natural and biodegradable. So for me, that would be your wool or your tweed or your linen. Very, very low impact to grow. They're not being imported. They're being processed and manufactured and designed here. I mean, and they biodegrade because they're completely natural. That is the best thing you could do. I mean, half of our clothes that we wear are made from plastic, petroleum. So trying to get back to those natural materials is such a great sustainable thing to do.
All right, Joe, thank you very much for joining us. Joe Lennon, who's climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.